Good afternoon, and thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicky. May I have the zip code on the account that you're calling about?
Sure, Vicky. It's 34210.
And what's your first and last name, please, sir?
Richard Braun, B-R-A-U-N.
Hang on just a second, sir. One moment, please.
Sure.
Mr. Braun, I don't see an account. It wouldn't be under any other last name, would it?
No.
Okay. Let me try a phone number instead of that zip code, please, to try and locate your account,
okay.
Mr. Braun.
941-753-8626.
Thank you very much. And
you're welcome.
Hopefully that'll bring up an account. It sure did. Okay, Mr. Braun, for security purposes on your account, sir, could you please verify for me your shipping address in its entirety, sir?
Yes, 111 Wild Palm Drive, Bradenton, Florida, 34210.
And I thank you so much for that information, sir. Give me just a moment while your account is pulling up. And it appears that it has already been canceled. You had the, let me see what you ordered. Hang on just a second. The Viro Valor XL Male Enhancement, as well as the Viro Valor Nitric Oxide. One boosts the energy, your energy, and puts more oxygen in your blood. The other is a testosterone boost. Let me see what notes they have on your account, please.
Yes, please.
And it says, now they tried to charge you last. It was in February on the 20th, and your bank declined those charges. That was on MasterCard 0883. So your account, it looks like it had to be canceled for a while if they declined it. It says, oh, I see what happened. On 3/16/2020, there was a chargeback made on any amount of $94.90. Meaning your bank, evidently you disputed these charges, Mr. Braun. And what happened is when your bank called us, and if you did that, if you called here first to cancel, it looks like they would have just told you if you were going to dispute to have your credit card company call us, and we would have refunded your money if you were willing to drop the dispute. But now that the dispute has been ensued, and I guess they called and verified information, they charged back that money that they had given you temporarily, so that the amounts that you're seeing, it according to this, now I don't see it on your account where it came from us. The last time we charged you, as I stated earlier, was February the 20th. But there's a chargeback on your account for 3/16, Mr. Braun, and that indicates that your bank actually sided with that vendor for the dispute and took that money back out of your account. So once the account is in dispute, especially once a chargeback is put on it, Mr. Braun, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do here.
Would have been nice if somebody would have sent me information, you know, telling me what I should do and what options were available and things like I was totally in the dark. Didn't
about
have any idea. I knew the dispute was going on. I got the word from my credit card company, bank, and knew the dispute was going on. And in my last statement, I think, it showed that the dispute had been settled. I still didn't know. I thought it was settled in my favor.
No, actually it wasn't.
The vendor's
favor. That's crazy.
Yeah,
exactly. That's why I find so surprised about these banks. Mine did the same thing to me, and I'm telling them the same day my charge came through, I did not make it.
Well, you know what I'm going through then, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. But now they're supposed to be on our side, I thought.
Right.
You know?
Right. Jeez.
Right.
So what do I do now?
All you can do now is call your bank and then try to...
I just got finished talking to them.
And they didn't tell you that they took that money off your card, sir.
No, they said I got to call the vendor.
Yeah, well, they know there's nothing that we can do. They know the protocol. They shame on them. That's
awful.
Boy,
I'm getting. I'm.
And see, let me tell you what they do. Let me tell you what they do. Because it started out as a 14-day trial, in the terms and conditions, Mr. Braun, there was a disclaimer stating that if you didn't call in to cancel, that you would be charged after a certain period of time. So what they do.
That must be some really fine print somewhere, isn't it?
It's actually, no, it's in the same size font as everything else on that page. You just have to take the time and go to terms and conditions. People love to say, I didn't see them. All you do is on that website, go to the bottom of the page. It says terms of agreement or terms and conditions. You have to click on that and take the time to read it. But people are so quick to say they weren't there and they want to call and go off on us because we're the customer service reps. But I really fought the bank because a lot of times these banks, when if you initially tried to order that product you ordered, and that $695, they're declining left and right charges like that now for people. When people call now and say, well, I know I have the money in my account, but the bank initially declines the charge. And then what the companies will do is they'll send it through again, maybe in the same name, maybe in another name or a sister company name, and then they'll let those go through. But now they're to the point where they'll even stop the shipping and handling charges initially and contact the customers for fraud. But knowing that it was a 14-day trial, what they did was call here, and they say that this is the bank. We want some information. They asked us to verify, like, your address, see if we have the same phone number, see if we have your email, and they say, well, okay. Well, it was a trial. Okay, thank you. Click. You know what I'm saying? They really don't be looking out for the customers as I think they should. And it definitely, if they ask for a tracking number and see that the trial was delivered to your house, it's over with, Mr. Braun.
Jeez.
Yeah, I feel for you. But I know, like you said, I know exactly what you're going through. Then they had to actually tell me to write the company if I hadn't got my money back in 65 days. Write the company. 65 days. But, yeah, that's how they're doing it these days, Mr. Brown.
Yeah, well, see, I don't have any information on the company. I got the telephone number from my bank.
Right.
They had
I'm wondering why they did not tell you that they took that money out of your account. To me, that's so low down. What I can do, though, I don't know how much good it's going to do, but I can give you the email support address for that company if you want to reach out to them via email. We're the voice. We're the third party that they employ to handle accounts. But they do have an email address if you want to, you know, reach out to them that way. I don't know how much good it'll do, but it's the only option I have at this point.
Yeah, okay. Yes, give me the email address.
Certainly, I most certainly will. Give me just a moment. And that email address for that particular product is going to be, everything is in lower caps with the exception of the name of the product, so that I'm going to spell it out phonetically.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the word support in all lower caps. S is in Sam, U is in unicorn, P is in Paul, P is in Paul, O like ostrich, R like run, T like Tom, then the at symbol, then V is in Vicky.
Okay.
Capital V. That V is capital. And then it's I like ice, R like run, O like ostrich. Then capital.
I'm sorry, I like ice and R? Did
you
R
say like
R?
Run. Mm-hmm. It's viral.
Okay.
V-I-R-O.
Okay. V-I-R-O.
Next word. Next word is capital V. A, apple, L, Linda, O, ostrich, R, run. Then X.
Wait a minute. I'm listening to the letters. You say the letter, and then you give the example, and it throws me off.
I'm sorry.
Okay, it's V A L.
Mm-hmm. O.
O.
R.
R.
Now, in these next two letters are capitals. Capital X, capital L.
Okay, there's no period or anything between them.
No, not at all. And then the next words, Mr. Braun, is support again, the word support.
Okay.
And then it's .com.
Support.com.
Mm-hmm. And that's,
now, those
that's
are in lowercase letters, right?
Yes, everything except the V and the XL are capital.
Uh-huh.
Those are the only capital letters.
Okay.
They usually respond back, sir, within 24 to 48 hours. I mean, that's just a means of you reaching out to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so that's my next step then, to send them an email, right?
Yes, sir.
God almighty.
No,
oh,
no.
Okay. I appreciate
well, you try
your,
and enjoy it. Try and yeah. enjoy the rest of your weekend, Mr. Braun. I know it's kind of like
yeah.
thorn in the side with a $200 debt for something that didn't
right.
work for you, but
right.
I don't know how
exactly.
you make lemonade out of that.
yeah. Good point. Good point. Well, I hope you have a good weekend, okay?
I certainly do, too, sir. Mr. Braun, thank you so much for calling Customer Support, sir. You enjoy the rest of your weekend and stay safe, sir.
I certainly will. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.